everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a Florida Panthers prospect who has been lighting up the OHL scoring race this season and is hoping to help his team make some noise come the playoffs. But first, this week's Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week is Petrus Palmu of the Owen Sound Attack. He picked up 8 points in 3 games last week with 4 goals and 4 assists and was a +3. The Attack, a team certainly making noise in the Western Conference of the Ontario Hockey League. Palmu, out of Finland, selected by the Attack in the first round of the 2014 CHL Import Draft, and the Owen Sound Attack have been one of the top teams in the OHL Western Conference, and Palmu has been a big factor. Another team that's making noise in the Western Conference all season long and certainly hoping to do more in the playoffs is the Kitchener Rangers. Adam Maskerin, the third-year forward, right up there near the top of the OHL scoring race, coming into this weekend's play at number 3 and looking to crack the century mark in points. We chatted this week about his play, the play of the Rangers, and the start of the OHL playoffs. With Adam Maskerin of the Kitchener Rangers, and take me through what it's like around the team right now. Final weekend of the regular season. You guys pretty much know where you're going to stand, but not knowing right now who you're going to play. What's the mood around the room going into the final weekend?
I think it's pretty light. You know, we got a lot of young guys who are real excited. It's their first playoffs, obviously, in junior hockey, post minor hockey. So they're excited. We got a lot of veteran guys that maybe it's their last opportunity to do something special in this league, and I think we can turn some heads for sure.
How do you approach the final weekend knowing you don't want to relax too much because you got to gear it right back up next weekend?
I think there is no relaxing at all. I think we're playing, you know, Erie and Owen Sound, which are obviously two of the greater teams in the league this year. And even regardless of the score of both of those games, we're going to be playing a good team in the playoffs, so we want to keep our momentum going.
Is one of the keys to this weekend sort of working out any kinks or just making sure you're playing your game? And as you kind of said, no matter what happens in the score of that game, it's all about doing sort of the little things that you need to do to have success come playoff time?
Yeah, I find it's my third playoff so far, and I find we've done things a little differently my first year than my second year. I find when you focus too much on what the other team's doing, you're not really worried about yourself. I find if we stick to our game and our game plan and we play our hearts out, I think we can do well.
Third year in the Ontario Hockey League, is it starting to feel even more like, you know, compared to where you were as a first-year guy coming into this league, just a comfort level maybe going into now your third playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I still remember the day I left for my first training camp, and you feel all the nerves, and I think now that I'm an older guy, I try to remind the young guys that, you know, you don't have to be a deer in headlights in this league. Obviously, if you're here, it means you're good enough, so we got a lot of guys that are hungry, and I'm definitely trying to show my veteran presence in the room for sure and tell them that, you know, there's nothing to be afraid of, and we can definitely compete.
3 regular seasons done. Is time flying by here?
Yeah, I don't know where the time's gone, to be honest.
What sort of interaction do you have with the Florida Panthers over the course of the season after they chose you last summer?
Just a lot of talk with my player development guy, Brian McCabe. He's been amazing this year. And, you know, just making sure, you know, obviously in a good mental state and you're able to perform at your highest level every night. And a little bit of talks with, you know, some of the other prospects around for sure that as well.
Before we got on the line with you, you guys took part in some CPR training there in Kitchener. How'd that go?
It was cool. It was a morning not full of hockey. It was just to kind of step away from the ice and in the weight room and learn a new skill. And I think it's, regardless of however long any of us play hockey for, it's something that we can use in our everyday life. So it's pretty cool.
And I guess the whole message to that is you never know when someone might need your help like that.
No, exactly. That was the kind of the cool message. And it's something I thought, you know, it's just you press on the chest and blow in the mouth. But it's, there's a lot of steps to it. And I'm definitely glad that I know now for sure.
Between something like this, the CPR training you guys just did there, the Talk Today mental health program, have you found over your 3 years in the league it's really helped you to grow off the ice?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's so many other challenges in life than, you know, not winning a hockey game. And I think there's a lot more programs in place to help you get through and sort of set you up for the rest of your life. And, you know, obviously valuable skills like this, you know, help in everyday life, not just in hockey. So it was pretty cool. And I think we did this because of what happened with Rich Peverly, and we had a special night in Kitchener. But it's definitely a skill we'll use not just in hockey, but
you know, for the rest of our lives.
Back in Toronto, it's OHL Cup weekend. What memories do you have finishing off your minor midget season?
I had a nice OHL Cup. We lost in the quarterfinals, but our team was fourth in our league, so we weren't really expected to win it, but we definitely turned some heads, and we got a handful of guys on our team drafted, and we got some guys playing in the OHL now and playing junior and playing college. So, you know, we had a fun tournament, and it's just, I guess, that last step towards getting drafted.
Before we let you go, three seasons in Kitchener, you know, I'm sure if I asked you 4 or 5 years ago and tell you that Kitchener is going to be your second home for a few years, you may have wondered, but now got to think this is feels like a second home hanging around the Kitchener-Waterloo area.
Yeah, I love living here. I got a great bill of family. They've been, you know, absolutely fantastic, and we got a great group of guys in the room that I like playing with every day, and I like practicing, and we hang out quite a bit outside the rink, so it's been a fun experience for sure. I'm glad that I got the group of guys I got.
That was Adam Mascarin of the Kitchener Rangers. Let's take a look at this week's CHL Top 10 rankings. The St. John Sea Dogs of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League remain the number one team in the country, now followed by the Regina Pats of the Western Hockey League. Then, it's all OHL for the next four spots. The Erie Otters, 3. The London Knights, 4. Fifth are the Sioux Greyhounds. And at number 6, the Owen Sound Attack. Honorable mention to the Windsor Spitfires. The OHL Cup Showcase Tournament, powered by Under Armour and hosted by the Greater Toronto Hockey League, going on this weekend in Toronto with the championship game coming up Monday night. You can catch that one on Sportsnet. For more information on the event, check out ohlcup.ca. Also, some of the top OHL graduates who are utilizing their OHL education program scholarships are taking part in the finals of the Canadian University Championships. Good luck and congratulations to all of them on great seasons as they've been able to excel on the ice and also in the classroom. This year's OHL coaches poll results have been released. It's a who's who of players from the Ontario Hockey League recognized for their skills throughout the 2016-2017 Ontario Hockey League season. For the results, visit OntarioHockeyLeague.com. That's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.